When Mosul fell in June of 2014, I was on my first flight to Iraq.
That's the voice of Leila, a fictional character working for the World Food Programme in a new animated film exploring hunger and fear in Iraq. Called Living Level 3 Iraq, the film documents the life of Leila and other civilians in Iraq when it was taken over by Islamic State militants in 2014. WFP's Jonathan Dumont produced the film.
LL3 Iraq is a true story. We met some Yazidi families who told us their stories. The aid worker character is a composite of several aid workers who work for WFP. Her name is Leila. She's an Egyptian-American, and she has an inherent relationship with the characters.
The title of this novel is Living Level 3 Iraq. Why such a title? What does it mean?
Level 3 is the UN's denomination of a corporate emergency in the sense that it allows us to access resources to respond in a quicker way. Living Level 3 means that it's how aid workers live and how they work in this environment and how they live and how they respond. So the idea was meant to encompass what happens to aid workers, to humanitarians who are working in these scenarios, whether it be Ebola or South Sudan or Iraq or Syria or El Nino or wherever there are L3s.
Just a few months after the fall of Mosul,
Living Level 3 Iraq was initially a short graphic novel written by Joshua Dysart. The idea was to use art and graphics to depict the life of people suffering the ill effects of insurgency. Mr. Dysart told me the project was heavily based on his personal experience visiting Iraq.
On the ground, it's very intense, but you're also listening so closely and you're so present and aware, and you're recording everything that you see and you hear, because you have this really daunting task ahead of you, and that is to make a comic book about these people's lives. And the comic book, it's such a reduction of life. It's a very small little thing. And lives are big, and in some of these instances, incredibly tragic. So you're just so aware when you're there, and I don't really pay attention to my feelings. So you know there's something gets turned off, and you hear all these stories, and the responsibility of hearing these stories, of bringing all this back to the States and doing something with it that has value, it sort of makes you a little bit numb. Every time I come back, the reentry is pretty tough, and I get pretty frustrated, and I think I maybe experienced some low-level depression. And that's hard because that's when you have to write the work. And so there's kind of an emotional trip that happens.
There are a lot of documentaries out there about Iraq and life under the Islamic State. But what really makes this comic stand out and powerful?
I don't know. What I tried to do was create something that would speak to people who would not normally engage with this material. And I think that comics have a visceral immediacy and a kind of a graphic excitement about them that makes people want to engage with them regardless, feel something they didn't intend to do, just because the material is so engaging, graphically, you know, visually.
The film's release last month coincided with the Iraqi government's offensive to retake the city of Mosul from ISIL terrorists. Two future episodes are planned, but set in two other conflict zones which have sparked humanitarian emergencies, South Sudan and Libya. Explosions, gunfire. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.